Thank you for calling Custom Support. Tamika speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, this is Kathleen Hankey. I apparently was somehow signed up for a repeating charge from your company, and I want my money back, and I want to be taken off of the list permanently. Ma'am?
Okay, can I start out by getting
Hello?
Your zip code?
63385.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Okay.
You said 63385?
Yes.
And what is your first and last name?
Kathy, or Kathleen, K-A-T-H-A-L-E-E-N, Hankey, H-A-N-K-E.
For security purposes, may you verify your address?
312 Peruque, P-E-R-U-Q-U-E, Ridge, R-I-D-G-E, Court, Wentzville, Missouri, 63385.
Okay, thank you for the information. So I see back on December, you did a survey to receive a free item, and it had to be in the Dyson vacuum cleaner?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. And when you did that, you enrolled yourself in our membership club. That was actually a welcoming gift. It was actually a ticket to receive a free item, and you was going to be in a drawing to receive the free item. And with that, you receive a $125 gift card to use at our Best Consumer Gadget Club. It is an online store.
I do not want to be signed up for this.
Okay. Ma'am, your account is already canceled.
You sound very familiar. I think you're the lady I talked to the other day to cancel the account, but I'm calling to get a refund for December and January.
Well, this is my first time speaking with you. But as far as that charge for, you said December and January?
Yes.
1 second. Give me 1 second. Okay, so as far as that amount of $49.89 on February and then amount on January the 18th, are you talking about those two amounts?
Well, I somehow got signed up in December, and then they've been charging me ever since then.
Yes, because there was something that you did online to receive the Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Ma'am, that is borderline criminal to attach that to a survey. I was not intending to sign up for anything. That was a survey, and I want you to know that I will never take another online survey as a result of this. Could you please let me know, when my refund will happen?
Okay, well, I did cancel this account for you, but that is a valid charge, ma'am. But I already canceled this account for you. You was already canceled anyway when you called back. When you stated you called, the account was already canceled. You didn't speak with them about a refund when you called. All you did was cancel the account.
Yes, I did. As the lady told me she wasn't, she couldn't do that. So I sent in another request to the information that I was provided. And today I received an email telling me that if I wanted to pursue the refund further, that this was the number I was supposed to call, that it could only be done on the phone. It could not be done through an email.
Okay, so as far as that refund amount, that latest charge, the best I can do is give you a 35% refund on that last charge.
Ma'am, I was charged for 3 months. 1 month, 35% of 1 month isn't going to get it done.
Okay.
That's not going to satisfy me because I don't feel I should have been charged to begin with.
Well, ma'am, this was something that you did online.
This is fraudulent. This is fraudulent.
Okay, well, ma'am, I'm only able to speak on that last charge, that last amount. And I can do a 50% refund on that amount.
Why can't you speak on all 3 months?
Because I only can do stuff with that last charge, ma'am, because these are valid charges.
I had already received a notification that I would be receiving a refund of the last month. And they said that if I wanted to pursue it further, that I needed to call this number. That is what I'm talking about.
Okay, you just stated that you received the email stating you will get a refund on that last charge. That is the only charge that I'm speaking on.
I didn't receive an email. The person I talked to told me I would receive it.
Did they tell you how many days before it'll be back in your account?
They may have said how many days, but I don't recall how many days it was.
And when was this that you called, ma'am?
I'm sorry?
When was this that you called?
It was just a couple days ago, maybe 2 or 3 days ago, maybe Thursday. Ma'am, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here. Okay, well, that last charge, which was February 7, 2022, ma'am, the most I can do for that charge, and I'm only speaking on that last charge, is give you a 75% discount on that charge, and that's the most I can do today. as I don't know who you spoke with before, but you stated that they said you was going to be refunded, but I'm trying to give you that 75% refund on that $49.89, only for the charge of February the 7th. The other two charges, they're way past due. I can't do that with those two charges. I only can speak on the February charge.
Why can't you deal with the whole amount?
Because these are valid charges, ma'am. You already stated that this is something that you did online. Maybe you say it was a mistake, but it's something that you did online when you put your information in, ma'am. So I'm trying to give you the 75%.
I was filling out a survey. I was not requesting to purchase anything. I was just filling out a survey.
Okay, well, ma'am, I can give you a 75% discount, ma'am, on that amount, on that refund amount.
Could you give me the telephone number of your supervisor?
Ma'am, I'm more than capable of handling this call, and we all follow the same protocol.
I need your supervisor's phone number.
It's the same number you call.
And I'll just get you back?
You're just asked to speak with one.
Could you give me the name of the supervisor?
We have different people, and we're a call center, ma'am. I don't know if you'll reach us back or who will you reach, but we're a call center. We just service the products.
Okay, then I need the name of your supervisor. Ma'am, are you still there?
Okay, give me a second. You want to speak with a supervisor, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I'll transfer you. Okay, ma'am, I'm going to transfer you to a supervisor. All you have to do is just hold on the line and someone will pick up.
Okay.
Thank you for calling customer support. Hold.